And welcome back to the South Coast Footballholic. So finally, after about a month, we have an in-person podcast again. I'm joined by the Mercury's number one sports reporter and Josh Bartlett. Welcome back, mate.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's good to be here, Jared. Yes, you've done a good job steering the ship by yourself the last few weeks.
I like to think so.
You might feel a bit crazy talking to yourself at times, but...
Oh, no, I'm crazy. Don't you worry about
that.
That's right.
Everyone is more fun that way.
So we're recording at the Fraternity Club again. Quick plug in as well. The Frat has also got the Euros showing in the club from the 11th of June to the 11th of July. And I can guarantee the club will be going off, in particular when the Azzurri are playing Italy, that is. So be sure to get down to the Frat for as many games as possible. What was your biggest eye catcher from the local leagues over the weekend? There was quite a few.
Got a couple of nominations here. South Coast United, first win of the season in the league. So congratulations to Greg and the team. I'm sure he'll be... Well, he was delighted. I spoke to him the day after. He was absolutely stoked. Bit of a reward for the players. The other eye catcher for me was the Blueies getting a 1-1 draw with Wollongong Olympic. I was pretty impressed with that result.
Mm. South Coast is definitely a monkey off the back, isn't it?
Absolutely. So... it's an interesting race. I'm sure we'll get into it. It's quite an interesting race at the bottom of the ladder at the moment.
Bottom,
it's
middle, top, everywhere.
Everywhere you look, there's something going on. So,
yeah.
And of course, as the season goes on, talk of relegation will grow. So, and there's currently three teams, I wouldn't say in the race for it because it's not what you want, but there are three teams in the running for it.
Yeah, and we're halfway through the season as of this weekend. So it creeps up on you quickly.
Time goes too fast, mate. That's for sure.
My biggest eye catcher, of course, was that first win by South Coast United, but also the amount of goals scored. So last week in round 9, we had the most amount of goals scored. And this week in round 10, we had the least amount of goals scored in a round, just 13 goals over the weekend.
Do you think the coaches had extra talk to the boys?
I think they've been listening. They've been listening. Some standout players from the weekend that caught your eye. There's quite a few.
There were. I'll actually let you go first on this one, mate. Who'd you
say? I went with two Conno boys and Volada, Adam Volada and Steve Ogranowski grabbed another double. He's on 7 for the year now. Those two are making that quite a habit scoring. But on the other hand, I want to give a quick mention as well. James Stojanovski's rocket at Macedonia Park on the weekend. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, my word. I'm going to have to get it up. It was a rocket from the outside of the box.
Brilliant.
Well, it was worthy of winning any game.
That's great, mate. Well, those two gents you mentioned from Coniston were my two nominations. I just wanted to see where you went first with it.
It's like our tips.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on to this weekend, what or who are you looking out for going into round 11? Oh, and I reckon I know what you're going
to
say.
Yeah, look, it's been about 2 to 3 months in the making, but now we finally get to see the rivals go head-to-head. Wollongong Olympic versus Wollongong United. 1v2 on the ladder.
Olympic against Olympic. That's
that'd be impressive. Wow. 1v2 on the ladder with top spot on offer at the halfway mark of the season. It's going to be a mouth-watering battle.
I'm sure we'll get into this later, but it's round 11. These guys are playing each other the last round of the season. What if it's still this close?
Technically, they could still be undefeated by that time as
well. They could. Well, I was looking through the records, and I got up to about 1988. There hasn't been a league winner, or there hasn't been anyone in the league that's gone undefeated since at least 1988. I think it was the records I found went back to the year South Coast Croatia won. I think it was their second title, first title, something like that. But ever since, the records up to then, no one's gone undefeated. So could we see it this year? There's still two teams in the running.
Can't deny that's a chance. Might be one of the weekend. But it's one of those things, like, that is a hard thing to do, to back up week after week and at least hold your opposition to a draw, if not beat them, every single week for 20 weeks.
There was a lot of teams in, well, looking through those records, that had just one loss.
Jeez.
So there's been quite a few that have gone close, but we've still got, at this time of recording, we've still got two teams undefeated. That could change this weekend. There could be a draw, who knows. If it's a draw, watch out for Coniston.
Absolutely.
That'd be interesting. They'll close the gap. But come this time next week, what do you reckon the headlines will read? Now, on that topic, I reckon Coniston will close the gap to the top, because regardless of the result on the weekend against United or Olympic, if Coniston get a win, they will be closing the gap to at least one of those teams.
It's hard to ignore them. I mean, they've made a strong start of the year. They're up to third on the ladder, Jared.
Like, they've only lost two games.
I think most people tip them to maybe make the finals at best this year. They just continue to exceed expectations. So I agree. I think we'll be talking about Coniston this time next week.
I think when they started the year, everyone was like, yeah, cool. They had a couple of results didn't go their way. But ever since the likes of Ekwe Damaeda, Michael Mendes and Adam Volada have come in, much better.
A lot of firepower. Blake Horton at the back. There's a lot to like about this team.
Blake Collins at Albany Park.
Oh, sorry, Blake. He was there last year.
Back in 2020. We're still getting over it.
The last couple of years have been a blur. But they have got the super coach in Rob Janowski as well.
Caden Harrison,
of course, yeah.
Young Blake Horton, we'll call him, I guess.
Yeah, the future.
The future, yeah.
Apologies, Blake.
Your tip for player of the round this weekend?
That is a tough one. We'll get to the results, but I think Corey Haynes-Gross will lead Winona to victory this week. I think he will turn the ship around this week. We'll get into more details about Winona and their issues.
Yeah, they've had a bit of struggles the last few weeks.
But I think he'll be the man of the match this week in his game.
I've gone with Van Eliath. Pretty sure I went with him last week and going with him again. Whether that means I reckon Olympic's going to win, we'll find out later. But we'll get into the table quickly as well. So obviously Wollongong Olympic is on top. We've got Wollongong United below. We've got Coniston. And then we've got in fourth Albion Park. But they're only 3 points adrift from Bulleye, I believe it is, Bulleye's in the top five. Yep. And we've got Winona hanging outside seventh.
They're seventh, yeah.
Paul Kembler is sixth now.
Yep, Tarawana's in the mix. Tarawana and eighth. Corrimal's still hanging in there.
There's definitely, and not only that, the gap between South Coast United at the bottom.
They're now 1 point behind Cringilla and
Bulambi.
And Bulambi as well.
A win this weekend, there's a good chance if they get a win this weekend, they'll be jumping both of them. If they don't get a result, who knows? We'll see how it goes.
Interestingly how they back up that win.
Now, the round 10 review brought to you by the best club in the Illawarra, the Fraternity Club. That's why we're here. Cringilla 1, South Coast United 2. Massive win in context of the season for South Coast United. Monkeys finally off the back, and now they're just 1 point behind Cringilla and Bulambi.
I think, you know, anyone but probably Cringilla and Bulambi people would actually be happy to see that South Coast United got that first win of the year. Congrats to them, to Greg, as I mentioned earlier. I spoke to him on Saturday morning. He said it was great reward for the hard work of the boys in recent weeks. Their first win, IPL win of the year, their second league win in, I think, nearly 2 years, Jared. So
their last one was against Port Kembla at Wetherill Park in round 10 last year.
And the one before that was in August 2019. Mm. So it's good to see.
They like round 10 fixtures.
Yeah, they do. So got on the board early. And I believe Cringilla came pretty hard in that second half, but they held on.
If they can get a result this weekend, could be huge for them, considering Cringilla are struggling big time at the moment.
Yes. There's been some rumours flying around about Cringilla. There might be a coaching change coming again. That would be the second one in a month, if true. Those rumours are unconfirmed at this stage, but watch this space, I guess.
Still waiting on a club statement for that. Interesting pattern from this game, though. So South Coast United scoring very early. Could be a key for them if they were to get a few more results. Focus on scoring early.
I think it was in the first 10 minutes, wasn't it? It was really early.
It was like 6 minutes in, I think, and then they doubled in the 24th, 26th. Yep. Absolute great goal by Tony Musumeci as well. But I'm pretty sure, is he their top goal scorer? He might be their top goal scorer at the moment. But yeah, look, if they can score early in most games, obviously that's the first time they've scored first this year. Yep. So is that a pattern for them they should focus on continuing on?
To be fair, most teams would like to do that pattern. Absolutely. But look, the thing with South Coast United, they've been chasing games all year. I think there's been some results that look worse than they probably were on the scoreboard. I think teams have just kicked on in the second half and put it to bed. So look, that'll give them a lot of confidence, that first win. And winning breeds happiness, so
absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see how they back it up.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if you can focus. Like, that might be the blueprint. Focus on getting that first goal. You're not chasing the game. Yep. You build from there. But Cringilla, look, what can we say? A torrid last few weeks in particular. Yep. Reports have changed coaches yet again. Still waiting for an official club announcement, but what do you make of Cringilla right now?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, 8-0 to Coniston was obviously a poor result, but I think that'd almost be, if not more or as much disappointed with this result, they would have seen this as a winnable game against South Coast United.
And yeah, it would just be interesting to see how they move on after that. But next game, now, bit of a nice little occasion, this one. So Bulleye 2, Winona 0. But off the pitch, a huge congratulations got to go to Bulleye and Winona, raising $1,500 for Beyond Blue in their annual Charity Shield game on Saturday. Huge effort for both and a great initiative.
Awesome. That's what you want to see. Off-field wins and teams coming together for a good cause.
Despite being rivals as well. They're probably the most genuine rivalry, local rivalry in the league, really.
Definitely.
Now, all of a sudden, Bulleye closing the gap to the top four. Win this weekend, that would overtake Amy Park White Eagles, who are 3 points above them right now.
I believe that's two wins in a row for Bulleye. Last time on the podcast, you and I were discussing what's going on at Bulleye.
Yeah.
And suddenly they've turned around the last fortnight or so.
I'll tell you, Van Zyl's come on the pod ever since. They haven't lost a game. I'll take that assist. I've told him already, I'll take that assist. But it's good to see him back up there again.
Absolutely. Impressive result. Winona now, that's four in their past five league games they've dropped.
Yes.
What do you make of this, Jared? And I believe you've got a bit of a stat about them.
Well, yes. I'm pretty sure, what is it? Their last five has included four of the top five sides.
Of course, yeah.
And they're the ones they've lost. So they're struggling. It seems like they're struggling a little bit against the top ones. At the moment, they don't be seeing to get much results against them, the exception being that 1-0 win over Albion Park. But I'll just quickly look for a stat. I did find it somewhere around here. Just give me a little second. So Winona, I'm pretty sure the last five, they've lost four of the last five.
Yep.
But in every game they've lost, they haven't scored a goal. They've only scored one. The only goal they've scored in the last five was, I think it was an own goal against Tarawana.
Yeah. So, I mean, we talked at length about last year, was built on defence. They went and got Corey Haynes-Groh, so I thought would significantly improve that attack. Maybe it's just not clicking at the moment.
Well, it's weird because it was at the start of the season.
Yeah, they came out firing.
Haynes-Groh has been, I mean, for fun. He was equal top goal scorer.
They were conceding goals, but they were also scoring a lot of goals. So.
And then they sewned it up for a bit, and then some of the goals are dried up front. At the moment.
As you said, maybe it's because they're playing the top teams.
Yeah,
We'll find out more probably this weekend about where they're at.
Yeah, going up against Crinny, it'd be interesting. Is this where Bulleye finally kickstart that run towards the end of the season?
Yeah, they've banked a couple of wins now. I can't remember, what was last week's result they had?
They had a big 6-0 win over South Coast United.
That's correct, 6-0. They've backed up with 2-0 win over Winona.
So it's two clean sheets in a row as well.
Exactly, so you can build off that. I think, they're showing signs below.
So, yes, Winona now dropped to 7th, only 2 points ahead of Tarawana 8th. Fair to say they need to get a move on, you reckon?
Yeah, it's getting congested there around that four to even three.
There's congestion in like the top three, then there's congestion between four and six, and then there's a little bit as well.
It's like
four different leagues at the moment, but they're not too far apart.
And you've got to at least bank a draw in these games, these mid-season games. You've got to at least get a draw to keep your points ticking over.
Yeah. Obviously, we said the last five for Winona has included four of the top five sides. Struggled a little bit against the top teams, with the exception being that 1-0 win over Albion Park, but they haven't had a win since.
Yep.
So, interesting. On the opposite side of the spectrum, good form. Coniston 3-0 over Bulambi. How good are they going at the moment? They're going pretty good. Fairly good, I'd say.
They just keep getting the job done. How do you back up an 8-0 result? You win 3-0 the next week, so... Ogrinovsky and Volota, they've just been fantastic. They've added so much to that attack. I mean, they were already playing so well as it was anyway. Yeah. So they're third on the ladder, which is super impressive.
Forget about the attack, though. Their last five games, they've won four, draw one. Every single one of those wins, they've kept a clean sheet.
There you go. They're doing the job.
Defensively unreal.
They're doing a really good job all across the park. As I mentioned, the super coach in Janowski and... Yeah, it's working for Coniston, isn't it?
It is working big time at the moment. There's good things going around the club. Our season preview, Smokies, I tell you what, they're doing pretty good right about now. They're looking pretty spot on.
I think my one was Port Kembla, who are also improving. So you're on the money with Coniston, that's for sure.
Now, this is getting a bit... It seems like a bit right edge or right field or whatever.
Left field?
But it doesn't. Left field, whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever the saying is, it seems a bit left field. We'll go with that. But it doesn't at the same time. Are Cono a genuine threat to Wollongong United and Olympic at the moment? Mind you, they got a result against United. They were soundly beaten by Olympic, though. But a lot has changed since then.
They've improved. They've improved every week.
I'm pretty sure that was their last loss.
I think we'll know where they're at in the second half of the season when they take those teams on.
Yeah. Ogrinovsky, more goals. He's on 7 now. The rate he's going right now, Morgan and Nikolovsky better watch
under
out.
Under threat. And he just looks dangerous the whole game. I watched his game against Crinny last week, obviously.
He's on speed, doesn't he?
Well, when you're winning 8-0, of course, everyone looks good on the field, but he really stood out. He was a threat.
Bulambi held Cono until half-time, though, but the three goals in the second half blew it out a bit. Mate, they've got a massive game against South Coast this weekend, though.
it's been a really disappointing campaign for Bulambi. I thought at times they've looked really good. Mm. They've had a couple of good results. They beat Bulleye, which was an impressive result a couple of weeks back.
Huge win.
Huge. I always thought under Jeff Allport they would be not conceding so many goals. Basically, he's a defensive coach. I thought they would be. Yeah, it's hard going the other way. They don't seem to be showing much in attack. And if you can see two or three goals, you're not going to win many games if you're not firing up an attack.
Well, I remember when Jeff Allport had that 2016 grand final winning side with Albion Park. That everyone was talking about Shohei Okuna, how good he was. And he was the best player in the league by far. Yeah. Best individual performance of the season I've ever seen. But the turning point in their season is when they stopped the leaks in the back. Now, Bulambi's leaked a few goals in this game, obviously. So that's out of characteristic for a Jeff Allport side. But look, we'll still be working on it, of course.
Of course.
They got that big win against Bulleye, but on the scoreboard, struggled a bit ever since.
Exactly. So they will enjoy a chance. They have a good chance to win this weekend. We'll talk about the preview in the game ahead, but they're a chance going the other way. So
massive chance, both sides. So next one was the pick for the match of the round. Wollongong United 2-0 over Albion Park White Eagles. Wollongong United, say it every week, they keep on doing what they keep on doing.
The juggernaut just rolls on, Jared. They've just been so good. I mean, I feel like we almost underrate them. On Saturday, by Saturday afternoon, they were on top of the ladder. Of course, Olympic had their catch-up game on Sunday, and they're back up a top spot. But you know how to just do the job every week, don't they?
Every single week. Perfect preparation for a massive top of the league game this weekend. Oh,
can't wait for this one.
Mm. Mitsuo Yamada finally finding the back of the score, the back of the net again, rather, not the back of the score sheet. Finding the score sheet. Well, James Stojanovski, we mentioned earlier, hit an absolute bullet from long range.
Yeah.
Absolute bullet. Well, I'll probably share it on Facebook
soon. I have to have a look at this one.
Albion Park with their second loss of the year, though. Tell you what, they need a result against Bulleye if they want to stay in touch, because Bulleye's right on their heels now.
I don't think it's... I mean, yeah, it's a tough race, but at the same time, I don't think it's panic stations. I mean, a 2-0 result against one of the title contenders, that's not a bad loss to me. I don't think it's complete panic stations yet.
It's their second loss of the year, I think. They lost to Winoona the first time. This is the second. They did get that draw against Olympic as well, but Morgan and Nikolowski must have listened to our call of arms last week. The slow down to let everyone catch up. Neither of them scored on the weekend. I can't remember the last time that happened.
That might be the biggest surprise of the season.
Biggest surprise
of
the weekend. You heard it here first. Well, not really, but
nah.
You know. Tarawana 1-1 Wollongong Olympic. Now, this is probably the result of the round, this one. Olympic had the chance to increase their gap at the top, but this result now sees them within touching distance of Wollongong United, who obviously they face this weekend.
Yep.
Makes it interesting.
It does. That was a good result from the Blues. I thought probably the most surprising result of the round. So great effort by them to hold on in the second half and get something out of that game.
And Dan Chapman, second header goal in consecutive weeks, finding crucial goals at crucial times for Tarot. He scored the equaliser last week. This is the one that gave him the lead earlier, but he's coming up clutch at the moment, the old defender.
Which is great. It's something I've touched on. I was a bit concerned about Tarawana's firepower this season, but if they've got someone like Chapman floating forward and getting key goals, then
there you go.
Who cares, really? He's doing the job.
Now, the key to Tarragon result here was a resilient defensive performance, a frustrated Olympic. Now, question here. Have Tara found a blueprint for how other teams could set up against Olympic?
I think so,
because they frustrated them.
Yeah. I heard on a different podcast, they were talking about the rugby league and how the Bulldogs frustrated the Panthers on the weekend. Of course, Panthers still won. Similar kind of thing. You want to get opposition out of their comfort zone, and particularly a top side like Olympic. Get them out of their comfort zone. Force them to do something a little bit out of the box, and they did that, Tarawana, so they may well have found that blueprint.
We'll touch on it later, but Olympic have a few players missing from the weekend. We'll get that into the preview, but from this game and the Winoona game as well, so we'll touch on it a bit later, so it could be key going into the United one, who I'm pretty sure are full strength as well.
Yeah.
But massive game this weekend for Olympic. The good sign is they bounced back with a 1-0 win over Winoona in the catch-up game.
Yep.
Tell you what a game this is going to be on Sunday.
Well, speaking of that catch-up game, from what I gather, it was 1-0 to Olympic. Sounded like a bit of an epic game. Two red cards, one on each side. Sounded like a bit of a crazy encounter, that one.
Must have been a bit of an altercation. Bit of an altercation, who knows?
Mm.
Like I said earlier, imagine if it's this close between United and Olympic come around 22. Unreal. You couldn't have scripted it much better, only in the Illawarra.
Absolutely.
Well, not really. Yeah. Yes, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Campbell at 1-0 over Coromel. Very important win for Paul Campbell, who are now just 2 points out of the five. I tell you, massive. There's a lot of massive games this weekend. There's at least four that are crucial.
Yep.
Paul Campbell's got a massive game against Conno this weekend.
Mm. Well, first of all, speaking about this game, I thought that was, I expected a close game. Two really improved teams, I think, as the year's gone on. Mm. Particularly Coromel, they're starting to find, you know, obviously lost, but they're starting to find more of their groove. Paul Campbell have been undefeated since May 2.
Yeah.
And that was against Wollongong United. So yeah. they're on a bit of a run here. Had three wins in that period, and I thought they did well to win, considering Nikolovski didn't score.
Well, Pete Richardson found, the captain found the back of the net. Oh, no, was that his first goal this year? Might have been. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Might be wrong. Don't take my word for it. But yeah, last four games for Port ever since that United game, they've picked up 10 points from a possible 12 in a run of form, which they desperately needed because they were...
Yeah.
They weren't doing too bad, but they weren't winning either.
No, because, as I said, they were my smoky to improve this year. I look at their list, and they've got a lot of talent right across the board. So, and they're starting to finally gel, which is good to see.
In my opinion, Port are a genuine top five contender, and I'm thinking you'd be of a similar opinion after you picked them as your smoky earlier in the year.
Yeah, if you look at the sides just outside of the top five, I think they're the most convincing on current form. Winona's been a bit hot and cold in recent times. Coromel started the year poor, but they're coming back. Tarawana, they're another side. They're always there or thereabouts. Mm. But yeah, Port Kembla, they're chasing that five.
Now, Coromel, 8 points out of the five now. They've only got 9 points for the year, so that's almost double the points they've scored. Yeah. I personally reckon they need to go on a massive run in this second half of the season if they're going to be a chance at the five now.
Yeah, it's getting tough, so yeah. We still include them in that race. It's getting tough for them, but when you're catching up two or three games... two or three wins, really, catching up 8 points. So, but they got a lot of talent. They've still got a lot of good players on that list.
This one was close, though.
It was close. Yeah. You can't get close than that, literally, except for a draw.
Exactly right. We'll get into the round 11 preview now, brought to you by the Fraternity Club. Massive weekend in the context of this season for several clubs, both at the top and the middle and the bottom.
It's funny, like, if Olympic wasn't playing United, I had two or three other games written down as potential games of the round.
Yeah, so you could pick any.
It's really a cracker around this one.
And not even the ones that aren't as crucial. Like, obviously, there's a lot of games where teams are closer on the ladder, but ones like our first one here, Winona against Cronulla. Yeah. Cronulla desperately needs a win. Winona desperately needs a win. Both are out of form.
Yeah, basically. So that's well summed up, Jared.
Yeah, so... 2:30 Saturday at Ocean Park is the Winona and Cronulla game. Both sides have been struggling for results last month, both desperate to get a win. And for this one, you'd think Winona would have the edge considering they're league champions and what's going on at Cronulla right now.
I think Winona haven't found their groove recently, but they'll do enough to get a win, which will keep them in touch with that top five. So it might just be an ugly win. They just have to win. Sometimes you just have
to
get a
victory. They just need to win. Yeah. That could kickstart something.
You just have to, so... Particularly on the home turf against the side that is battling. I expect Winona to get the job here, job done here.
If the rumours are true that Cronulla has had a coaching change, could we see... Oh, no, we didn't quite see it the last time when they changed. Could we see a little, you know, new coach, like, for example, whoever once they confirm whoever's taken over the team?
Yep.
Could we see that little thing where new coach comes in, bit of confidence... Who knows?
You never know.
You never know what Cronulla might
come out
this
weekend. I think last time they made the coaching change, they got smashed the next week. So hard to tell, mate. But yeah, it'll be interesting. As we said, those rumours aren't confirmed yet. So
just waiting for a club statement. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so still could be staying on as coach for all we know. So it's been a tough year for Cronulla, but that's for sure.
Now, Winona are 3 points outside the five. They will not want to drop any more points because most of the teams above them right now are hitting form. That gap could increase if points are dropped here, and they've only got Tarawana 2 points behind as well.
I think it's a must-win game
for
them, basically. You could say a draw would still keep this season alive, but if they really want to be a top five, if even potentially top four or three side, they need to win this weekend.
Yeah, and even that, if something happens in Albie Park, get the job done over Bulleye, and they get this win, they could close the gap big time.
Yep.
But Cronulla have had a horrific last month. They're only 1 point away from the bottom now. After that loss last week, what do they need to do to turn this ship around before they get reeled in?
Well, it's funny you mentioned about South Coast United got the early goal. Maybe it's the same thing for them. They've been chasing the game the last few weeks, Cronulla. So same thing, if they can get an early goal, sneak an early one and go from there, because they've been chasing the game in every game, and they've had some bad losses in that time.
Desperation, is this the key word going into this one?
Why not? For both teams. Let's be honest, it's a game that both teams need to get something out of. So I think you're right, Joe. Yep.
Your tip for this one. Now here we go. Matching tips, here we go. Drum roll.
I'm going Winona 2-0.
Yeah.
And I think Haynes Gross, because I said he'd be man of the round, will be man of the match.
We were very close. 3-0 Winona, man of the match, Bromham Fuller. So that's not a bad start.
The old
not
skipper.
A bad start. skip. Coniston, now there's only one 2:30 Saturday game this week. Coniston and Paul Kembla, 3 p.m. Saturday, JJ Kelly. Huge game. If it's like a broken record, there's a huge game. Both sides are in terrific form, particularly over the last few weeks. If Olympic and United wasn't on, there's like three games you could pick for match of the round.
This is my third choice. If we're going to rank top three games,
this will be my third choice.
Yeah, this is my third.
Very
game
close to be second.
And it should be an absolute cracker between two of the most informed sides in the league right now, besides obviously the top two teams. So
two of the most potent attacks as well.
Yeah, they're stacked, aren't they? So I think this will be a really, really interesting game. And I think if Coniston is serious about being one of those big boys this year, they have to win.
Yes. But at the same time, Paul Campbell want to be in that five.
If they win.
They have to win.
Yeah, basically. So they're a chance. Are they a chance to be in the five by the end of this weekend?
I'll double check, but I'll tell you what.
If not, they're knocking on the door.
I'm thinking like Bulleye and Elliott Park are not that far ahead of them.
Yep.
They could possibly jump them in if they drop points. But what area of the game, if any of the teams are going to win, what area of the game is key?
Defence. We've talked about the attack. Look, Coniston's been scoring for fun the last few weeks. So in particular for Port, I mean, they held Coromel scoreless last week. So if they can do something similar this week, they will be in a good position to win and vice versa.
Yeah, if Albion Park beat Bulleye this weekend and Port Campbell win, they will jump into the five.
Mm.
And if Bulleye lose this weekend and Winona win, Winona still won't be in the five because Bulleye's got a superior goal difference of about 15 more.
Oof.
So yeah, obviously that big
that
big win for Bulleye and that big loss the same day for Winona, that was a 10-goal swing.
Yeah, that's massive.
So there you go. But both sides have got a fair bit of youth and exciting youth in that. I reckon this will be one of the more entertaining games of the round.
Yeah, look, we talked about Velota, we talked about Ogranowski, we've talked about Jordan Nikolowski in recent weeks. Mm. Both sides of the park, there's a lot to like about both teams.
Absolutely.
And that man Vaughn Patterson too.
VP. Did you see his photo on the poster on the weekend?
No.
You should have seen the glow in the eyes, the smile, the shiny teeth coming out of the beard.
Oh.
His hair was perfectly done after the game. It looked like he'd barely broken a sweat, you know?
Had he, but?
Huh?
Had he broken a sweat? That's the question.
Yeah, look, knowing him, I'm not too sure. But Paul Kembla, speaking of wit, I'm sure he did.
We
love your work, Vaughan. Please come back. you're trying to organise a rewind. But you can only do a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Vaughan's away every single Friday afternoon up the coast or something.
Yeah, he's too popular.
Is he ever home?
Is he hiding, is he?
He's got a
hut up the hill somewhere hiding.
He doesn't want to cop any backlash. But yeah, look, on that note, he probably did break a sweat because the last weekend's game was a very close win. But they've definitely shown they've got some firepower up top, even though that firepower up top didn't score last week.
Yeah, definitely.
Your tip for this one?
I'm expecting another close game for Port Kembla. I'm thinking Coniston 3-2 with Volota, man of the match.
I've gone 2-2 and Volota man of the match. So I'll give that a
close
tick.
Enough.
That was close enough for us. Huge one, this one. Albion Park White Eagles and Bulleye, 3 p.m. Saturday. Terry Reserve. Huge top five game here. Two clubs who always there or thereabouts in important positions. Pretty sure this game was meant to be Sunday originally as well, and they changed it to Saturday. So, massive game.
Absolutely. This is my second best game of the weekend, well, second most anticipated game of the round. As we've mentioned, Albion Park lost last weekend, but they've been pretty solid of late. And Bulleye are showing a mid-season resurgence.
I'm thinking of it now. We'll be mentioning the United Olympic game, I imagine, if they're this close around 22. But there's that many games here right now. Imagine if it's still this close in everywhere come round 22.
The best round of, in years, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you could top round 11 last year. That was insane.
Pretty exciting.
That was pretty mental, that one. But Bulleye seemed to have found a bit of form this weekend. Massive test, though. Massive test.
Absolutely. This is their toughest game in that recent run. As I said, Albion Park didn't lose much last week. I mean, they lost the game, but I thought they showed something in their loss. So it's an interesting one.
Yes, Albion Park just beaten last week by, look, a very good side. The side is going to be challenging for the league, you'd think.
Again.
You know, they just beaten last week.
Yeah. And as we said, Bulleye been pretty resurgent in recent weeks. Yeah, both teams have stacked lists, great players all across the park.
Yep.
From Cameron Morgan through to your Ben McDonalds and Guy Knights. There's lots to like about both teams.
They're everywhere. Key players in this one, your usual suspects, like we just rattled off, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, there's Cameron Morgan is always a key player. Usually when he scores, he gets two or three as well. So,
but not only that, he's going up against Littler as well.
He's got Littler, yeah.
Morgan against Littler will be good to watch.
Van Zyl, we've got McDonald, Sam Davies on the other side. You've got players like Julian Minatello.
Knight against Fordham in the midfield.
Yep. Your man Hamish, Lamberton for Park. There's a lot to like about both of these teams.
If either side were to win this game, what would be key to the win?
I feel like I say it with every game, but defence. and I think you touched on it there. If they can contain Morgo, that goes a long way towards the win.
Mm. I'm thinking more the opposite. I'm thinking attack. If Morgo and Lamberton are firing, but at the same token, if McDonald, Van Zyl and Beattie, the likes are firing as well, God knows.
Beattie, I forgot his name. That's how good that team is.
Yes. Battle of the Rangers this weekend. Against Beattie old, against Lamberton.
And against his old team, of course, too.
Yes. We didn't mention that. Interesting. Your tip, though?
I actually can't split these teams who currently sit fourth and fifth on the ladder. I'm going a 2-2 draw.
Yep.
And I think Benny McDonald's going to have a return to form this week.
Hey, we've done it again. I've gone 2-1 Bulleye, but I've got me out of the match McDonald.
I think he must have played well against them last year or something. There's just something in my head about Benny McDonald versus White Eagles.
Last year was that round 11 game as well where they were already guaranteed in, so they were both just like playing a truce on the park. It's just like, right, let's not go hard at all. Not match fixing it by any chance.
No.
Not a chance.
No, I can just see Ben McDonald kicking a goal or two this week, but I can't split this team, so it's an interesting one.
Tell you what, this one's going to be hard to split.
Mm.
And the table's only just split it by a point.
Yeah.
South Coast United and Bulambi, 7 p.m. Saturday at Ian McLennan under the lights. Huge game at the bottom of the table.
Have you got the ladder there, the goal difference for Bulambi?
I'll definitely
be interested. I mean, we've talked at length about South Coast United has extensive for and against, but I'm just interested in see Bulambi's.
So Bulambi's is far superior to South Coast. South Coast has a minus 29 goal difference. Bulambi is minus 14.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
As we've touched on, crucial game for both sides. As I've said, if either of these sides want to avoid relegation end of the year,
a win's
a must right now. And against a side that's similar to you on the ladder, I'd say South Coast United is slightly in better form just based on last week's win.
At the same token, Bulambi's still trying to play some good football as well. And you get that under a Jeff Horport side, but the South Coast finally getting some points on the board last weekend. They're only 1 point behind Bulambi and Crini. Win this weekend, huge jump. In a matter of 2 weeks, they've gone from 0 to 6. That's big.
That's true. Mm. Yeah. Very interesting game, this one.
But if either side were to get a result, what would be key?
The early goal.
Early goal.
Let's give something different as opposed to defence. I usually say defence. Let's go. No, the early goal. South Coast United obviously gave them a lot of confidence last week, and then they got a second one within about the first 20 or 25 minutes. So whoever can hit that scoreboard early will have a certain advantage.
Yeah, but we mentioned this before we got on air. Bulambi are a tricky team to pick sometimes.
Oh, they are.
They've had the ability to jag a huge result in some games, but then there's other games like last week where they've flicked three goals.
Yeah, they're hard. I find them one of the hardest sides to predict in the comp, if not the hardest.
Them and I find Corrimal hard to predict as well sometimes.
Yeah, Corrimal.
They've got some good players.
Yeah, you generally know what to expect with most teams. You're right. Yeah, Corrimal Been hard to pick from what I can gather since about 2019.
Mm. Yeah, well, obviously 2019 was their grand final winning year and one of the best teams stacked.
I feel like they just never got going last year.
Yeah, they had a lot of injuries, I'm pretty sure, last year.
Yeah, they're coming out of the blocks a bit slow, but they're starting to pull it together a bit.
There's some wins they're getting, some wins they're not.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they had a bit of a coaching change this start year as well, so adjusted it a bit. But
and the irony is we're not even talking about Cromwell this game.
No, we're not. No, the Cromwell games last.
To come. We'll come to them. I'll
tell you what, though. How many Sunday games have Cromwell had this year? I swear they're playing.
It feels like every Sunday
they're playing. I'd hate to be a Cromwell player. Not because playing for Cromwell, because you get to play on Sunday every week. Well, I don't like Sunday games.
You do or you don't?
I don't.
No.
I hate Sunday games.
They seem to play every Sunday.
They're terrible.
Interesting. I know you don't give your tip in this game, but I'd be interested to see who your man of the match is, if we can throw that forward. But personally, I think it's going to be a one-all draw, Jared.
Yes. Fair, that's a fair call.
And I think Jamie Wakeling's man of the match.
Okay, fair. I'm just looking at the Cromwell's draw. Completely off topic before we get into this next game. First round, a Friday night. Second round, Friday night. Third round, a Saturday. Sorry, the second round was a Friday afternoon because it was a good Friday.
That's right.
Fourth round, Friday night. Fifth round, Saturday. Sixth round, Sunday. Seventh round, Saturday. 8th round Sunday, 9th round Sunday, 10th round Sunday, 11th Sunday, 12th Sunday, round 14 Sunday, round 16 Sunday, round 17 Friday, round 18 Sunday, and 19th Sunday. For the rest of the year, it's Sundays. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 Sunday games.
Can we get someone from Cromwell to come on and talk to us? Did they put requests in for Sunday games? Is there a reason for this?
13 Sunday games and I think 4 Friday games.
Is there a reason for this draw?
Saturday Arvo games are my favourite games to play in.
Apparently not Cromwell's.
I would hate that. Either someone's been stitched up.
Yep.
Or Cromwell have asked for that, for sure. They must be selling about Saturday games.
So, anyway, we're talking about South Coast United. I'm saying it's a one-all draw. Jamie Wakeley, man of the match. I know you don't give your tip for those games, but I'm interested to see who you think might be man of the match.
Tony Musumeci.
And if it was Bulambi?
If it was Bulambi, Brett Wilson.
Okay. Solid nomination.
Speaking of solid, match of the round. Out of the 6 we had to pick.
Yep.
Wollongong Olympic, position 1. Wollongong United, position 2. 2:30 p.m. Saturday. Sunday. Hey, Sunday games. PCYC. Now, I think... I don't know why they changed that ball on Abbey Park game, but I think it might have something to do with people wanting to go watch this one, because this one's a big one.
Potentially, yeah.
Game of the season by far, I reckon. Well, not by far, but definitely game of the season. 1v2. Last round before we get into playing other teams for a second time. Doesn't get much bigger than this.
And do you remember last time they played each other? Started last year.
Yes. Kicked off the season. Olympic had a massive 3-1 win after struggling in pre-season.
And then struggled for most of the year after that, actually.
That was United's last win. Pretty sure they lost round 1, round 11, I think. That was it.
Yeah.
But they were the two most crucial games.
And they hate losing to their rivals, so...
Yeah.
Game of the round. I mean, we can't wait for this one. We've been talking about it all year, so...
Definitely.
Oh, I don't know, Jared. Where do you see it being won and lost?
Well, this is going to be a very interesting topic for the week here. Ben Zuko sent off in their game against Winuna. He'll be out. Josh McDonald came off with an injury against Tarawana. Mm-hmm. In doubt, he missed the Winuna game. If McDonald's out, that's two massive outs for them, but... There's any squad that can handle it, it's them.
Exactly. So maybe they're pulling a bit of a Queensland origin here and...
here we go.
Putting smoke out here and they actually are okay. Yeah. I don't know. I still have my doubts whether Kalen Ponga will or won't play game one for Queensland. So we could do a whole different podcast about origin. But anyway, mate, it's funny. You look at both these teams stacked with great attacks. I'm talking about Olympic and United. But I think it's actually going to be a really, really tight, low-scoring affair. I think defence will triumph on Sunday.
I'm sitting in between there. I don't know. I don't know, but we'll get into tips later. But based on the last few weeks, honestly, who would be, in your eyes, who's the favourite? I mean, United have been a dominant force the last few weeks, but at the same time, Olympic's been top of the league for just about all season. It's hard to split.
I honestly don't know who is the favourite. If there is a favourite, do you say Olympic because they're on home ground? Slightly?
I don't know. Because United have been so good the last month.
And everywhere, wherever they play yeah. well. So whether it's home or the road. So, oh, I don't know, mate. It's one of those games you could do it. If you're a betting man, it could be $1.01 for each of them. So,
you know, we thought the Penrith Panthers were good odds last week.
That's right. Mate, I honestly, this is a very hard game to tip.
Well, a win for United will see them go top. A draw could see Coniston go to second. With a win over Port Kembla, and Olympic could stretch their lead to either 2 or 3 points. An Olympic win could see their gap increase to 4 or 5 points.
Massive.
With Cono potentially overtaking United. There's so much on the line this
huge, one. Huge, huge game.
Where do you see it going?
As in my tip?
As in your tip.
It might surprise you. This might be the one where we have different predictions. I'm actually predicting a 1-1 draw.
Mm-hmm.
With Kawasaki against his old side to be man of the match.
Didn't think of that.
Mm.
Hikaru's first game back. We're actually pretty similar.
Mm.
On 2-2 draw.
Oh, 2-2.
On 2-2. I still reckon there'll be some goals because there's that much in there, but I've gone Varnelli, man of the match.
Okay. I actually originally had Mitsu Yamada written down.
Well, he's been good.
And he's been really good. But then I thought Kawasaki against his old side, surely he'll fire up.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
I can't wait for that game. Looking to get down there on Sunday and
boy,
can't wait to see it, mate.
I'll tell you what, the PCYC, it's not one of the best grounds to park in. Sunday, you probably better get there early. Get there for youth grade and it might be packed still. Yeah. Tarawana against Coromel, 2:30 p.m. Sunday at Tarawana Oval. And it seems like every game is crucial now.
On a Sunday.
Every single game. On a Sunday for Coromel, the Sunday specialists. Tarawana need a win to stay in touch with a five, or Coromel will just need a win if they're going to have a chance at challenging for the top five come season's end. Tarawana showed some great fight 2 weeks ago to bring the Albion Park game back before that winner at the Death Bowl in Edmonton. And they showed last week some great defensive resilience to hold Olympic to a draw. They've shown they can mix it with the top teams.
Absolutely. Both these teams have shown they can mix it with good sides, so... I find them very hard to split, Jared. I really do. I think I've said that for almost every game this round, at least three or four of them. So,
who would want to be a titter in this comp?
I think the only clear favourite out of any of those games is probably Wounded against Cringilla.
That's it.
And they're not even in good form at the moment. So, every other game, I look, geez, that could be close. I picked more draws. I don't really usually pick many draws. And
you don't, do you?
I've pretty much, well, this will give away the result. I've picked 4 draws this week.
Mm.
So, out of 6. Which is rare for me. So.
Just go away. So Coromel obviously suffered a tight 1-0 loss to Port. They are hard to pick sometimes, the Rangers.
They are.
Just as erratic as their schedule.
Yeah. And they're pretty consistent in schedule, let's be honest. There's only 2 days they play on.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
So many Sunday games.
Unless they enjoy it, then good on them.
Mm.
Can't imagine being an easy trip to Tarawana.
No.
Depends on what, I don't know what the weather's like on Sunday.
I'll get up the quick bureau. You can rattle off of that a little bit while I get it up.
I have no stats to back this up, Jared, but I feel like Tarawana are a team that like playing in the rain. I have no actual stats to back that up, but...
It was this fixture last year. It was round one, pretty sure. Remember, they had to postpone it with half an hour to go because the ground was so bad and it was bucketing down rain.
That's right. Maybe that's why I'm associating rain with this one.
Yes. Well, hate to break your heart, but Sunday the 6th of June, mostly sunny, 19 degrees.
Beautiful.
Actually, I'm not breaking it out. That's perfect weather.
Well, yeah, no. I'll be cheering. Pretty happy to go out and watch some football in that kind of weather. Yeah, interesting game, this one, to cap off a really, really interesting round of football. And I still can't believe we're halfway through the season already.
It's ridiculous. We're in double digits. Yeah, wow. Wow. We all remember the last round 11 in this league. That was pretty insane, that late round. I reckon this one has the billing for another insane round 11. But for the last time this week, your tip.
Well, I gave it away, didn't I?
You did.
I'm going 1-1 draw between these sides. I think they're both looking to focus on defence, and I don't see a lot of goals going both ways. And I'm going for Dan Chapman. To hit the scoreboard and man the match.
Three in a row.
He can do it, mate.
Yes. My tip is 3-2 Tarawana. My man of the match is going to be Nick Tomasello.
So good young talent, that
that's
one.
Our, Nick, that's our tips for the round. Tell you what, one episode this one was. It was good fun.
Lots going on. So
you don't know how good you have in person until it's gone for a month.
Absolutely.
But a quick last minute plug in as well. Support the Frat, 11th of June to 11th of July. We've got the Euros on at the Frat. And hopefully we might have a t-shirt drop coming soon as well. So keep your eyes posted on that. It's still early in the works. So see how we go for that. But Josh, welcome back and thanks for coming on.
Thank you. One last shout out. I just wanted to say to our adopted team, the Wellington Phoenix are back in town. They play Macarthur FC on Friday night. A must-win game if they are in the hunt for the finals. And speaking of finals, get behind our local team. The Illawarra Hawks have booked their spot in the NBL finals for the first time in 4 years.
South Coast basketball holic.
That could definitely be another podcast. But yeah. So congratulations and good luck to Wellington Phoenix on the week on Friday night.
I second that as well. Thanks for everybody listening. Catch you next week.